With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero. With forecasts pointing to the third dry year in a row, one Central Valley congressman is calling on the governor to take emergency action to secure more water for Valley farmers. FM 89's Joe Moore reports.
Speaking on Valley Public Radio's Valley Edition, Congressman Jim Costa says that water users up and down the state are facing possibly their biggest shortage in over three decades.
They should be braced for a water crisis that we've not seen the like of since 1977, and every region of California is going to be impacted. And I am asking the governor to consider issuing a drought declaration.
The last designation from the state came in 2009 from then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was lifted by Governor Jerry Brown in 2011 after a wet winter. Costa says the emergency declaration is necessary to push the federal government to relax current restrictions on water deliveries.
The picture that I am drawing to this administration is that they need to get off their high horse. They need to understand that people in the valley are hurting.
Costa says he and Senator Dianne Feinstein have already urged officials with the Department of the Interior to use the power they have under current environmental regulations to secure more water for both urban and agricultural users. But a drought declaration would help their case.
I think that's going to be the next steps that we're going to have to follow to get the administration to exercise whatever flexibility they can under the existing law to try to provide water in the valley and other parts of the state where needed.
Last week, forecasters with the state's Department of Water Resources predicted 2014 has a good chance of being the third dry year in a row. The department is projecting an initial water delivery to state water project contractors of just 5%. Costa says that unless December proves to be an exceptionally wet month, initial federal allocations could be even less than that. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.